To hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Rest in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
279.
I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou might ransom me and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou done for me? I gave my life for thee. What hast thou done for me? My Father's house of light, my glory circles round. I left for earthly night, for wandering sad and lone. I left it all for thee. Hast thou left all for me? I left it all for thee. Hast thou left all for me? I suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell. Of bitterest agony to rescue thee from hell. I've borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? I've borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? And I have brought to thee, down from my home above, salvation full and free, my pardon and my love. I bring rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought to me? I bring rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought to me?
292.
We're traveling on to that blessed home where saints immortal dwell. My Savior God to thee,
Frighten our souls from this bower of prayer. When thou art far away, grant us through faith an open door, looking beyond this earthly shore, where the poor pilgrim will doubt no more in that eternal day.
God's angels encamp round them that fear him. We may not behold them, our vision is dim. Oh, bury up angel across life's shifting sand. Lest I should stumble, bear me up in your hands. Ye heirs of salvation, God's angels are near. They're sent to protect you, then why should you fear?
Rock of Ages in the black.
52. Page 52
in the black. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flows be a sin of double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Not the labors of my hands can
simply to thy cross. to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyelids close in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see thee on thy judgment throne. Rock of ages, left for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Page 164 in the same book. Page 164. The same book. 164.
My God, the spring of all my joy, the life of my delight, the glory of my brightest days, the comfort of my my dawning is begun. He is my soul's sweet morning star, and he my rising sun. The opening heaven with beams of sacred bliss, while Jesus shows his heart is mine and whispers I am his. My soul would and at rest for inward run up with joy the shining way to embrace my dearest Lord. Fearless of
count it a privilege to be here this day, to meet with you, to meet in God's house on God's day, and I trust for the sole purpose to worship and praise his name. It is indeed a privilege that we can go to God. We take a pride, if you want to call it pride, in being able to call the only true God, our Father. That is, we learn a simple prayer when we're young, and by the time we get up to where we understand what it means, we kind of take it for granted. But when we look back at God, the Creator, the God that was before all else, the almighty, all-powerful that stretched forth the north over an empty place and hung the earth on nothing. When you consider who God is, when you consider the power and the majesty of the King on high, that no other name is to even be mentioned on the same level, and then say, Our Father. What a privilege it is that we have been given a heart to understand, to feel that concept that God would have favor on lowly man. So I trust you have come this morning with a pure heart, it says, to leave all your trials and all your external problems aside and come into His sanctuary and divert your mind to nothing else other than to His praise. That's why we're here, is to lift up His name in praise and honor. And I, in the book of Jeremiah, I believe it is, when Jeremiah was ordained to go and warn the people because they had turned their back on God. They had sought after idolatry. They had believed in their own self-righteousness, all types of things that they had gone against what God had commanded them in a way that they should walk and a way they should follow Him, and they had turned their back on Him. And Jeremiah was sent to prophesy to them or to warn them that they would be overtaken by their enemies. And God reminded them in the second chapter of the book of Jeremiah of what He had done for them. He says, I want you to think back, and He says, And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. And He goes on and He says that the priests said not, Where is the Lord? He puts it pretty much to blame for the priest. They said not, Where is the Lord? The priest became involved in the world. They became more concerned about who had the biggest paycheck, or who had the fanciest robe, or who had the most stripes on their sleeve, or who had the biggest house, or the biggest church, or the biggest number of people in their church. They were more concerned about the worldly things, and they forgot to add in where is the Lord. It was a problem that bleeds through even into today. It's become where the churches have become more interested in worldly pursuits than it is to lifting up God's name. And where the priests should have been preaching Christ, they should have been preaching the Word, they should have been preaching the truth of the gospel and leading the flock and teaching them the truth of the gospel as they had it. They weren't doing that. And that's the greatest fear I have, that I might mislead you, that I might tell you something that's untrue. And it's a concern that we should be concerned about. And that's why I want you to read your Bibles. And if I say something that doesn't agree with what you have heard, let's talk about it. I'm just as low down and sinful as the next man, and I make mistakes. And I hope God gives me the grace to lead you in a way of truth. But sometimes I put my own thoughts in it without consulting God in prayer, and I might make a mistake. So it is your duty and your concern that what I preach is the truth. And if I vary off from that, if I start preaching something that's unsound doctrine, I expect you to throw songbooks or get up and leave or something, or at least tell me about it. But that is our duty here, is that we come with a single purpose, to preach Christ and Him crucified, to preach the fear of God, to preach and that whoever might come, if this is the first time you've ever been here, that you might come in, and when you leave today, I don't want you to ask, Where is the Lord? I don't want you to think that church is so consumed with the events of the world that we don't even preach Christ anymore. That's a great fear, and that's my desire, that's my prayer this day, that we preach Christ and that it be in truth. I welcome you this day. I trust that we invite the Lord to be with us. Just because we meet, just because we come together with a purpose, if the Lord is not here, we are here in vain. And so we desire that the Lord be with us this day, and He will lead and guide our footsteps, and that He will direct our worship, and that He will cause us to hear things that might make a difference in our life. So I thank You this day. I ask You to pray for this service. Pray for me. Pray for the brothers and sisters that's beside us, that we'll all do that which is a great honor and glory to our God. It is indeed a privilege to declare He is our Father. We have sick among us. For those who didn't hear, my wife had to have her gallbladder out Thursday evening, and she's recuperating well, but she didn't think she could make it today, so she sends her love, her prayers for a good meeting. We want to be in prayer for Brother Guy. He's supposed to have some work done this week. Certainly want to remember him in our prayers. We want to remember Sister Nancy that's undergoing treatments and therapy now that for her cancer. We want to remember her. Understand Elder Gene Hogan is having some tests done that we're not real sure what is going on. They're trying to find out. Hopefully it's not real serious, but he's having some problems. We want to remember him. Is there anybody else that I'm forgetting? I don't have my wife here to remember. Good to see Sister Mildred back from her fall. Is anyone else that we should remember this day? It's good to see each and every one of you, and I hope that we come in a prayerful mind this day. I'd like to ask Brother Massey if he would come and introduce service in a way in his own manner after we sing some good song.
Page 140 in the black book.
Number 140 in the black book. Stand and rest your legs if you have a mind.
How did my heart rejoice to hear my friends devoutly say, in Zion let us all appear and keep the solemn day. I love her gates, I love the road, the church adorned with grace, stands like a palace built for God to show His milder face. Up to her courts with joys unknown, the holy tribes repair, the Son of David holds His throne and sets in judgment there. He hears our praises and complaints, and while His awful voice divides the sinner from the saints, we tremble and rejoice. Peace be within this sacred place, and joy a constant guest with holy gifts and heavenly grace. Be her attendance blessed. My soul shall pray for Zion still, while life for breath remains, there must
Dwells within us. We're so thankful for this marvelous inheritance that we have here this day. It's to have an inheritance, one had to die. That thou did give thy life, that thou ended the old and brought in the new. Mm-hmm. We're so thankful, dear Lord, for those that have gathered here this morning, the precious saints that have been bought by thy precious blood without a spot and without a blemish. We're so thankful, dear Lord, for the ones that have come praying, and we hope that we all have come praying, not only for this hour, but for the many hours to come, whatever the hours that we will have left here in this world. We know that it is upon thy will, and thy will only, that they will be done. We hope, dear Lord, that the sick that have been mentioned here this morning, those that have been unmentioned, we know that we can bring not their conditions before thee, for thou hast seen the end to the beginning, and the beginning to the end. We hope, dear Lord, that you will bless those that are going into the hospitals, those that come from them. And we know, dear Lord, that many will never exit from the hospitals. You will give them the grace that they need. And we know that thou art the only one that can give them that grace, that you will reconcile them to their conditions, that they've read that they have cast upon the waters, that it will return unto them, that it will be so sweet to them to meditate upon thee, prayers that they may pray on our behalf, that we know not if they have prayed, yet thou would not forget them. We hope that you will feel this brother here this morning. Thou would feel him that we stand in need to hear such a marvelous gospel that has been given unto this marvelous church. And we hope that wherever he travels, from whatever house to house that he does go, that he does not join those doctrines that are not here in this marvelous church, that he would dust the dust from his feet, that we know that where he does go, that he is a marvelous ambassador unto thee. We hope, dear Lord, that those that have been planted to the wayside, those that have been given to see, that they know that they are in a thorny place, that they are in such a hard and stony place, that whatever doctrines and whatever temptations that Satan may place before us, in the past, we know that there is a way of escape. That the very apostles that followed thee, that they believed that thou would not be resurrected, but thou did upbraid their hearts and their minds, and that there is converting. They did turn from that unbelief only by that marvelous spirit that dwelt within them. We hope, dear Lord, that we're among those that will walk, that we're over the fishes. They did bring them from the sea. Their souls were already in the fire at Jesus Christ's feet. We're so thankful, dear Lord, for the ministrations of righteousness. Thee and thy spirit is far more glorious. The ministrations of the death that thou did perform, thou hast delivered us. We're so thankful for that great death that thou delivered us from. Thou dost deliver, that we trust in thee that thou would deliver us in the death that we may see. We know, dear Lord, that it is a marvelous thing to glorify thee, to be resurrected with thee. We hope that we're among a people. Now, dear Lord, when we do live, we live by that that is in us, and it's Christ Jesus. We live by the very faith, the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. We never frustrate the righteousness, that we never frustrate the grace of thee, for righteousness come by the law. Thou art dead in vain, but we know that that is not true. For thou art the resurrection. Thou had the ability to raise one from the tomb, and that it would die twice, a natural death. But dear Lord, we are thankful that thou hast done all things well, that we have been found to be so undone, but yet it is thee that has clothed us, brought us in from the tombs and the mountains that were covered with water. that we now sit at thy marvelous feet, clothed in a robe of righteousness. And we hope that we are among those that have a wonderful armor that's been placed upon us. And as we press forward, we never turn back. For if we turn back, we will find a place that is so swept and that it would be so empty that we would never care to return into the life that we once walked. We know that we have fallen short. We hope, dear Lord, that we will continue to walk and that we seek thy righteousness and never the righteousness of our flesh, for that is filthy in thy presence. Dear Lord, be with us now and that we will hear the precious truth. We hope that thou will continue to bless this nation. It would be a nation of truth that would never take it and make it evil. And never take the evil and try to make it true. But we know that it is impossible to do those things. And we hope that you will bless those that are fighting for the very liberty. So we can come and speak freely and speak of the marvelous truth and gospel that contain in the borders of this land and that will always be. It is in thy holy name that we do pray. Amen. Amen.
I don't want to generalize too much, so I'll say if you're like me, if you have the normal emotions of, and I guess I'm normal, I don't know, we go through different phases or different times of, or periods of belief, different strengths of faith, and if everything is going along pretty good in your life, where we don't need God, we put him away because we got everything under control, and then when things start going wrong, we talk to doctors and we hear loved ones getting sick and being in accidents and so forth, things start falling apart, we pull God back out and say, we need your help now. And, the more desperate the situation gets, the more faith we get and more praying we do, and if God answers the prayers the way you think he ought to answer them, you become even more devout, and if he doesn't answer your prayers, then you get mad at God and say, why me, and so forth. So our faith and our belief works kind of on a roller coaster of whatever we need. And what I want to speak to you today is that's not how it works. We question God that why things happen, and he said, this is the way you do it. And when we don't do it that way, we can't understand why it doesn't work. But let me give you a first instance. I want you to imagine that you go to a